Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Mana Pool, the Dungeons and Dragons Live Play 5th Edition Podcast. I am, of course, your host and Dungeon Master, CJ Boat. And before we get into the players here, we're not doing our normal game, you guys. We have a little bit of a special event going on here because, one, we have some scheduling conflicts, and two, the Tales of the Yawning Portal is coming out on April 4th from Wizards of the Coast, and we have an advanced copy of it, and we are going to run the one, the only, the Tomb of Horrors. The Tales of the Yawning Portal is basically your hard mode for D&D up to and including D&D 5th edition up to and including the ultimate challenge, the Tomb of Horrors. So I'm going to go around the table and introduce, you guys know them, you guys love them, but they're playing different characters. Rachel.
Helps if I can unmute myself looking at a different screen. Hi, everybody.
Who are you playing?
I am playing Toriana. And I am a human variant. And I'm a druid, which is a new thing for me because I usually just smack crap in the face. So now I'm a casty pokey thing and it should be fun.
Raoul!
I am playing a tabaxi called Densha. I am a ranger. And I'm usually not the one that... I usually shoot spells, but this time I'm shooting arrows.
Carrie!
I am playing Zarieth, an Asimar bard. My first time playing a bard in a very long time, so we'll see how this goes.
And Josh.
And today I'll be behind the helm of the intrepid thief, treasure hunter, Pick. He's a human with a bit of a story, but that's not for today.
All right. So, before we go ahead and pull back the veil of reality, within a Twitter post, Rachel, give us a little bit of a backstory. Ad lib, do this thing.
Didn't think into her backstory.
Ah, I told you you were going to roleplay these characters.
I know. Make me last. Don't be mean to me. It's been a very bad week.
Problem is you made your character first. I can guarantee it. All right. Carrie.
My character was orphaned on the streets of a big city, found with nothing but the loot that she was left and a baby blanket. No one else in the orphanage was able to touch said loot, mandolin, sorry. So she was able to keep other kids from stealing it, learned to play it, and set on her journey of becoming a bard of awesomeness.
All right, and before we go any further, remember that you guys are level 10, so you guys have been on a lot of adventures.
Yeah, but I haven't written that far in her yet.
Potentially together?
Most likely.
We had to get this far somehow.
Raoul, do you know these people?
Not really. I'm just with them because they're a... safety in numbers kind of deal, but I don't really care for society. I'm just really like...
All right. Okay, so yes, I metagamed this because I knew Raoul would be the one person to kind of go against the grain on this. Josh is like, I want a handy haversack. I'm like, okay, cool. If everybody can agree to be in an adventuring party together for an extended period of time, I'll give you a handy haversack. No handy haversack for you.
Ooh, I could have held so much loot.
For story purposes, sure, I'll be friends with you guys.
But Raoul broke it.
No, I said I was with them.
No, CJ, he said he doesn't like people, but he's kind of tolerated us and hung out with us. And, well, safety in numbers. Whereas, I'm going to go with the... Toriana is kind of the flower child, free spirit, who's... Think Professor Trelawney from, like, Harry Potter. Like, she's kind of a space cadet, but she gets shit done.
Okay.
And she hugs trees and she likes to summon creatures. So she's a druid, but she can summon various creatures. She likes to play with things. She's a little weird.
Zariath is a little paranoid, but she manages to find you guys who she can trust not to stab her in the back while she's sleeping. So hey, that must mean we're friends, right?
Oh, sorry, someone mentioned stabbing in the back and I kind of got excited there.
You would.
All right, Pick, do you have an interesting backstory that you would like to talk about?
Well, I mean, Pick's been in the game for quite some time at this point. The only thing he loves more than treasure is the process to getting to said treasure. He loves dungeons, he loves exploring them, he loves beating the shit out of anything that tries to stop him from getting to his treasure. He's an explorer at heart, an adventurer at heart, and he's always on the hunt for that next big haul, the next rare... you know, legendary treasure, and he's not going to stop until he finds, you know, what he's looking for, or, you know, he just doesn't come back from a dungeon, which I guess is kind of appropriate in this case.
Both of those things can happen in this. I mean, at the end of this, there is some grand treasure to be taken if you can pass the Tomb of Horrors. Now, just as a kind of a disclaimer on this is meant to be difficult. This is meant to be hard. This is the reason why we're not playing our canonical characters. However, I have put the carrot on the stick and said whoever completes the Tomb of Horrors will be rewarded handsomely in the main game. I am reading directly from the Tales of the Yawning Portal book. I am not ad-libbing at all in this. Any information given to the players is exactly what's in the book. I am not adding any roles to this outside of what it requires of me. So don't blame me when y'all die.
How dare you kill me? I'm a tree-hugging freak, you jerk.
Yes. All right, so...
Look, we all have our flaws, but...
Right? All right, so then let us go ahead and part the veil of reality. In the far reaches of the world... Under a lost and lonely hill lies the sinister Tomb of Horrors. The labyrinthine crypt is filled with terrible traps, strange and ferocious monsters, rich in magical treasures, and somewhere within rests a legendary creature. The legend of the tomb is so old and with so many parts, some of which may have been lost or obscured. Any characters attempting to glean special information by consulting sages through their legend lore skills will still have difficulty obtaining any information that they have desired, and any information they have gathered often remains very minimal. The legend of the tomb that you all know, however, somewhere lost under a lost and lonely hill of grim and foreboding aspects lies a labyrinthine crypt. It is filled with terrible traps and not a few strange and ferocious monsters to slay the unwary. It is filled with rich treasures, both precious and magical, but in addition to the aforementioned guardians, there is said to be a demilich that still wards his final haunt. Be warned, the tales have it that this being, called Asarok, possesses powers that make him nearly undefeatable. All accounts conclude that this is quite unlike any explorers, but that is quite unlikely any explorers will ever find the chamber where the demilich lingers. For the passages and rooms of the tomb are fraught with traps, poison gases, and magical protections. Furthermore, the demilich has so well hidden his lair that even those who avoid the pitfalls will not be likely to locate their true goal. only large and well-prepared parties of the bravest and strongest should even consider the attempt. And if such a group does locate the tomb, they must be prepared to fail. Any expedition must have magical protections and weapons and must be equipped with every sort of device to possibly ensure survival.
Well, when you put it like that...
About that tomb.
Sounds like a great day to me.
Are there trees to hug down there?
They might hug back.
Sweet! Let's go play.
No.
I don't care. Let's just get this over with.
That's the spirit.
As long as they hug me back, I'm okay with it. I like hugs. Trees hugging is great.
All right. So, you guys arrive at the tomb right as dawn breaks, as you have been warned during your travels that not to arrive at the front gates at night. You have just arrived at the site of the Demilich's last haunt. Before you lay a flat-topped hill, about 200 yards wide, 300 yards long, and 60 feet high. Only ugly weeds, thorns, and briars grow upon the steep sides of the bald top of the mount. There are black rocks upon the hill.
Racist.
Right? With jagged piles of rocks littering it as well. Thorough inspection and search of the entire area reveals that only the north side has a crumbling cliff of sand and gravel about 20 feet high in the middle of the hole. A low stone ledge overhangs the eroded area, and shrubs and bushes obscure it from observation at a distance.
Someone should climb up there and check that.
All right, as the ranger, I guess I'll go climbing up there.
All right, you can actually, I mean, it's rubble, so it's not that hard to climb. You can climb up there pretty well. You do notice three places that look like they could probably be dug through. But it's going to take you about a half hour to complete that task. It's quite a large mountain.
So we're tunneling through the mountain?
You've been informed that it is inside the mountain. The tomb is inside the mountain.
So we see like three holes, three.
Yeah, you see three. You see three places that a well-placed bomb could probably, from the Hero of Time, could probably get through pretty easily. But you guys,
so it's pretty heavily cracked in an obvious manner, slightly discovered from the rest of the rock.
Exactly. Yes, the rest of the rock is brown and black, and these happen to be kind of like lightish
beige.
Brown.
All right. Do we got anything that we can pop this cork with?
Well, you do have three. You have three obvious entrances that you could go through. One on the west, one towards the north, and one on the east.
I say we go in the one that the sun rises in, because no. Let's go on the side that the sun sets in, so the west, because then we'll be most likely to have more light in the end of the day.
Yeah, then that makes sense. Let's go to the west.
All right.
Everybody
okay with that?
I don't have any initial qualms.
All right. Does anybody have any way to quick open the pass, or are you guys going to just try and dig the rubble away?
I guess I can use these claws for something.
He's such a pretty kitty.
Let me see if I have the right tool for the job. Because I know I've at least got one shovel on me, but...
Which has to be expected.
No explosives this time around, unfortunately.
You guys are not adverse to traveling, so you guys are probably well prepared on your general backpack and stuff to clear tombs.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a Dungeoneer's pack on me, so I've got a lot of goods for getting through this, that, and the other thing, and a shovel. No explosives, unfortunately. Used the last of them a couple days ago. We're not going to talk about that, though.
What if I used a thunder spell, CJ?
One, probably not the best idea since it would use a spell slot.
True.
You're opening a gate. You're opening a bunch of rocks, which is pretty much just going to take you guys about an hour to dig through.
Okay. Can I have a quick look at the rocks to make sure there's not any obvious, booby traps lying in wait, or maybe find, like, that one rock where if you pull it away, it starts a mini landslide, clear some of the crap away from the rest of us?
That's fair. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay. Perception.
You don't see anything incorrect about the, like, anything outside of the fact that this is a more well-eroded thing, which commonly indicates an entrance that somebody would have used to get into there and probably try and trigger a mini landslide from above or a spell from behind it to seal off the entrance.
Well, let's make sure that there's no magical traps there.
Right, give me an Arcana check. No magic detected.
Okay. Sorry. Oh.
All right. So yeah.
No, the first one.
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't even hit the second one. It didn't boing in my ear.
Fine. You're fine. No magic detected. And she rolled a 23 at home, so it's she rolled pretty down.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah. if there was any kind of magic and it was detectable, she would notice it. But you detect no magic.
Okay, so we should be good to go. Let's just go ahead and...
Consequently, this entrance seems to be pretty well guarded. You might be able to like take out the top third of it with a properly moved rock, but for the most part, yeah, you're going to have to put some work into this one.
All right, well, let's get started. Let's go ahead and pop this.
All right. You guys spend some time digging things out. And eventually, it does open into a 10-foot corridor. I need a marching order.
Given pretty much every reason why this should be the case, I'll take point.
All right.
Because obviously, we're going to want the experienced treasure hunter who can, dodge things pretty easily at the forefront, making sure nobody else is going to stumble over a tripwire or pressure plate, things of that nature. For all extents and purposes, just so you know, of expertise, feats, and whatnot, my perception and my investigation are passive 21s.
Yeah. All right. Who is anybody going in next to him?
I'm going to go next to him.
All right. So you got Zarya and Toriana. Are you guys going to... Zarya, sorry. You, of course, had to name a character real close to a Overwatch character.
Sorry.
I wish we had that kind of firepower on our side.
Z and Toriana.
No, Z's a different character of hers.
Are you guys going to follow right behind them, or...
We'll follow about a step or two behind.
All right, so as you guys enter, the corridor before you is... plainstone, roughly worked, and is dark and full of cobwebs. The ceiling overhead is obscured by hanging strands of webbing. Anybody with a passive perception of 15 or higher can notice that the ceilings are 20 feet overhead, and it's composed of badly fitting stones. The cobwebs could probably be burned away.
So if I've got a passive wisdom in parentheses perception, I can see that.
If it's 15 or higher, your character knows that when you enter in the corridor.
Okay. So, but those will roast off pretty easily.
Daylight does show that there is a reveal of a pair of oaken doors at the end of the passageway. Yeah.
So, quick question. Perception?
Okay.
How is it that you have 15?
It's wisdom base, and he has shenanigans with his being a rogue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, perception is wisdom base, and Toriana, druids are wisdom based characters. So,
yeah, my passive is 18. I can see quite a bit.
Ah,
yeah. Anybody? Okay. Yeah, she said that the cobwebs above could be burned away pretty easily, but
All right. So I take my torch from my dungeon bag, light it up, and start burning the cobwebs away.
Well, they're about 20 feet up.
Oh.
So you'd have to rig it. You'd have to rig the thing to be able to fire your arrows through it. I'd allow you to know the fact that you could make fire arrows by this point and kind of use that as a...
Is there any potential of destroying the cobwebs, loosing the stones above us?
That would be an investigation check.
Okay. That is something I can do.
And by the way, how far did you guys go in?
We'll stare at the entrance.
Just inside.
The entrance.
I did not walk in very very far at all because obviously very easily checking things as I go.
Yeah.
Investigation.
Yeah, don't burn the cobwebs.
Yep, that works.
Yeah, the ceiling looks like it could probably give at any moment if those are burned away, because there you notice that they are attached to leaves that are attached to the ceiling.
So it's load bearing. I'll put my hand like in front of the torch wielding fire cat and advise him that that is probably not in our best interest to bring the roof down on us.
Okay, that's a good thing. I blow the torch out.
Well, by all means, keep the torch lit for vision, but don't burn the cobwebs. Yeah, the cobwebs are our friends in this case.
The daylight is showing you that you guys have enough daylight to show you the doors in front of you in here.
Do the doors look
trappy?
Well, I mean, that would be a perception check.
Okay. I got this.
If you're behind somebody, you're going to have disadvantage in your perception.
Okay.
I'm going to step up right next to those two.
You can't.
I will begin the two very of them slowly making my way down the hall, keeping an eye out for anything amiss that would, you know, spell doom upon initial entrance. Other than the fact that we are willingly entering the Tomb of Horrors, but you know.
Basically, at this point in this hallway, you guys are basically shoulder to shoulder.
Okay. I'm going to walk up to the... I'm going to use my perception.
All right.
And I'm going to walk up to the door with Pick.
All right.
And I will be following suit, making sure nothing gets overlooked.
So right there, I'm right in front of the door.
All right, 18 and a 20 for perception. Yep, they look like doors. There's no obvious traps to be seen.
Since they made it safely, I'll follow behind.
So, Pick, do you want to just push this door open?
Zarius, if you go ahead and move your character behind them, then, please.
You said not to move them, so I wasn't.
No, now you can move them. You couldn't move them before because
we're actively exploring.
Yeah.
So, is the door locked or anything of that nature?
Are you trying it?
Push on it very gently. I don't like the way that door looks.
They look like they're pull doors.
Okay, so just tug it gently.
All right.
I'm gonna pull a quick investigation check. I'm gonna check for anything like scorch marks, debris on the ground, like, you know, decayed bones that from other people who met an untimely demise at this door.
All right.
Blood splatters that may have dried.
Check to see if there's dust or dirt, like it was pulled open previously. You know how when you pull something open, if there's dirt there, it moves?
Right. That's exactly the sort of thing I'm looking for.
All right, give me an investigation. This door doesn't look like it's been open for a while. It also, you don't see any kind of like dead bodies or anything like that. You don't see anything connecting the doors to anything other than the wall.
So quick thing, is it like a single door or is it like a double door?
Double door.
Okay, so P- pick. Do you want to grab one door and I'll grab the other and we'll swing this door open? Or do you want to go a little bit slower?
Whichever you prefer, my friend.
All right, well, let's go in. Let's slowly pull the doors back.
All right, as you slowly pull the doors back, you hear a series of gears grinding from behind them. Down from between them snaps a lever, and as that lever snaps down, the entire ceiling begins to collapse in on you guys. Everybody give me a dexterity save.
Dexterity save.
Oh, leave it up to the Ranger to roll a 1 on a dex save.
Right. Whew. Give me just a second here.
Oh.
I'm trying to figure out how mine is so freaking low.
You're not a dex-based character. Oh, jeez. So Raul rolled a 1. Rachel rolled a unnatural 8. All right. And Josh rolled a nat 20.
Basically what happens is I backflip out of the way of the rocks and in the process push down on Dentra's head in doing so.
By the way, it kind of got weird echoing. I think you got kind of loud there, Josh.
I was very much amused.
Or the camera or the microphone switched on Carrie again. All right. So what happens here is that lever severs the cobwebs and the leaves that were holding things attached. And down comes a very large rubble mess out on top of all of you. Rachel, you are going to take 27 bludgeoning damage. Carrie, you are going to take 13 bludgeoning damage. Josh, you are going to escape. And Raul, you are going to take... you know what? I'm going to just add a... Because I don't like what that said. I'm going to roll...
You said you weren't going to modify it.
All right, 56 points of damage, Raul.
Is he still alive at this point?
Meow. Meow.
All right, Kevin Spacey. Jeez.
You still have 8 more lives. You're okay.
All right. And everybody except for Pick, who was able to quickly see what was going on and get to the entrance, unfortunately, watching everybody else behind him get completely covered in rubble.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Pick makes it out. Everybody else is now completely prone under a bunch of rubble.
Well, shit.
That's why we didn't want to burn the cobwebs.
Thanks.
So, do we just stand up and limp
out?
Yeah,
you guys are able to pretty much just kind of work your way out of them eventually, and
I'll do what I can to assist from the outside.
And as you guys get uncovered, you behind the door is just dirt and rocks and that lever.
So it was a dummy door the whole time.
Yes.
Delightful.
All right. Well, let's try door number 2.
All right. So north or east?
I'm going to look for a hidden way in if I can. A concealed door, something of that nature.
When you guys did your investigations of the mountain before you guys actually came through here, this is the only way that was easily accessible. The only other way is to scale the mountain. Maybe there was a thing on top, but even when you guys came in from the mountains coming towards the tomb, you guys noticed nothing in particular.
I guess we go north.
Yep. Let's go ahead and give this a shot. pick. I'll go behind you.
Also, I will give, because I'm nice, and probably had a thing you should have done. I will give you guys, I will be nice and give you guys each 5 potions of healing.
Yay, thank you.
I pop mine and drink that
just
one.
Just bear in mind that it is potions of healing for those who don't know. It's just a regular potion because you guys figured out that it wasn't like, didn't matter if you guys had a ton of potions or not. Like, if you're going to die in here, you're going to die. You knew the risk coming into this, but you guys kind of just took it. You regain 2d6 or 2d4 plus 4 hit points when you drink this potion.
2d4 plus 4.
2d4 plus 4.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
It is indeed better than nothing.
Plus 4.
So just note that you guys have 4 of the, or 5 of them. Anybody drinking any right now, note how many you have drank.
I'm going to hold off for now.
Wow. Raul went completely average on that potion. That's glorious.
Yes. Congratulations, Raul. You gained 8 hit points slap back.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start investigating one of the other entrances.
So which one are you choosing, north or east?
What was the general consensus from the party?
North.
North? Okay. I'll begin investigating the way into the north entrance.
Say the east. Have all y'all, I'm going to the east anyway. just from looking at it, it looks almost identical to the other one. But Raul gave you the information when he investigated all 3 entrances. They all have very, very, very similar entrance points.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the point of making a trap entrance if it's going to look different from the other entrances?
Exactly. Yeah. All 3 entrances look identical.
I will point out at this point, this is something I was... I was not aware of, or rather not fully versed on at the moment. I do have advantage when looking for secret doors and whatnot.
Okay. So it'll roll the 2 for you anyway?
Yeah.
So it just takes the higher.
What was that circle?
Oh, it's me.
Roll okay. Map.
Okay, so this is the north entrance here?
I like how Raul was just being like limping along, like ow, ow.
Is that okay? Is that too far?
That is too far. Back your ass up.
Don't know how far I should be. That good? Right there?
Right there.
Okay. Once more, with gusto. Let's see if we can't.
Okay, I'm going to roll my perception on, wait, no, in investigation.
All right. See,
for traps and all that, or would I have to roll?
That would be perception.
Okay.
As well. Hey, it's a rock.
This looks like a pretty rock.
Well, I'll go ahead and throw my hat into that ring.
All right. Hey, that 25, so you have higher. Yeah, same thing. You can take out that top third with little to no issue. The rest of it is pretty well solidified. No traps that you could tell.
Okay, so we'll get to
work. Let me take a peek at it. Because why not, right?
Mm-hmm. You rolled a 25, so... pretty much the same thing.
So do you see the cobwebs same as the other one?
Well, right now we're looking at a pile of rubble that we have to get out of the way before...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let's start moving rocks.
Yep. Let's pull this junk out of here.
Watching for any potential traps as we go, any disturbances that might cause an avalanche or something.
Yeah. As you guys are clawing your way through, nothing happens. You eventually claw through. And you guys are... This one is a little bit... This one is quite a bit smaller than the other one, only you guys would have to have a proper marching order to go through one at a time.
Okay, well, again, obviously, I'm going to take lead on this, especially with Denshar so gravely wounded.
I'll follow in second.
Out of him.
I'll
go third.
Okay, and then I'll bring up the rear.
All right. So now, Josh, you can move into that.
That square?
Yep. There you go. All right. Bright colors are to be seen everywhere. The stones and pigments undimmed by the passage of decades. The floor of the corridor is a colorful mosaic of stone with a distinct winding path of red tiles about 2 feet wide snaking its way south down the corridor. No stonework can be seen on the walls or the ceiling 20 feet above, for some sort of cement or plaster has been smoothed over all of these surfaces and then illustrated. The scenes show fields of kine grazing, a cusp of several wolves in the background, workers of various races and strange human-animal mixtures, pig-human, ape-human, dog-human, going about various tasks. Certain of these frescoes show rooms of some building, a library filled with many books and scrolls, the door of a torture chamber, a wizard's workroom. There are chairs, windows, boxes, bales, doors, chests, birds, bats, spiders, and all manners of things shown on the walls.
All right, then. Well, somebody certainly put a good bit of work into this place.
Seriously, yeah. Only to just bury it.
Yeah, this looks right? A lot more ornate. And when you guys look in, you see no obvious door, but the corridor that you see just keeps kind of going.
Okay, so first question, if I wanted to try and glean any sort of information off of just the murals, would that be history?
These are murals that even in your many, 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 many years of adventuring, none of you guys have seen anything like these murals.
Okay.
Whoops.
So there's no point in even trying to drop a roll on that. Let's focus on more important things.
If you get a nat 20, you'd be like, yep, this is a pig person. That's a wolf person. That's a fish person.
Goddamn moblins.
Exactly. That one looks like when you kill it, it'll roll down a hill, taking its precious innards away from you.
Ragdoll. All.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So first things first, this floor is suspicious as all fuck.
Yeah, it is definitely
yes,
a point that like drew itself to you.
So, you want perception, investigation? What do you want to make sure we make it through this hallway alive?
Hold on. It would be perception, but it's going to be a perception check every time you move. If you are actively taking it slow and looking every step of the way.
Okay.
Before we do that, I'm going to pick up a pebble or a rock or something that I can hold in one hand, just a little tiny thing, cast light on it, and pass it up the line from Toriana to pick. Here you go. You can throw this down there so we can see further in.
Now have a shiny rock.
Okay, I will chuck the shiny rock down the hall.
All right, give me a dexterity check.
Mm-hmm. That's a saving throw.
See how far
that's not gonna help.
By it. Oh, jeez. That was a 7. That shiny rock is now a little bit further. It's what is it to Puing Row?
Just hold down the
shift and click.
No. Just hold down the left click.
Oh, okay.
And you can
You get it to be about. All right, stop clicking. All right, pink bloom. You get it to be about there. What's light's range? What is the
20 feet.
Okay, so yeah, you get same thing that you normally saw. Since you only rolled a 7, like that's a really bad roll.
Yeah, I mean, I just clicked on dexterity. I couldn't figure out if I got my proficiency bonus on that or anything. So
That gives you just 1d20. Yeah, it's just 1d20. That's what I was giving you. I wasn't giving you anything like that. So yeah, it, you kind of throw it a little bit too high. It hits the ceiling and bounces down to be about right there, and you see the same thing.
Well, let's hope that's the worst mistake I make today.
That part right there is specifically more shiny than the rest of the room.
Yeah. We know that part of the floor is safe, and it's still shiny, so we can just pick it up and throw it further down.
I'm not keep entirely true, but...
Yeah. I'm just going to keep winging there so you guys know that's the thing.
Okay. I will begin making my way basically 5 feet at a time, checking to make sure the path is safe. Obviously, before I even set foot on this ornate hallway, I'm going to check to see where the ideal place to step is going to be.
All right.
Perception.
Oh, I love the perception.
Perception.
So with your weird advantage stuff, what does that give you advantage on again?
I have advantage on checking for presence of secret doors, savings throws made to avoid or resist traps. I have resistance to damage dealt by traps, and I can search for traps while traveling at a normal pace instead of only at a slow pace.
Okay, so with
and that's
that,
from my dungeon mover feet.
All right, so yeah, on that one you can move your 30 feet, and just I'm going to give you one roll per 30 feet if that's what you choose to do. On that one, like you notice specifically speaking that from your previous adventures, that the path drawn on there is typically a good way to go. And how far are you going to move with that check?
So we're wanting to, according to my insight, or my perception, excuse me, we're going to want to move on the red path for the moment.
Yeah.
The one that's clearly outlined? Yes. Okay. I'm going to head in 15 feet. Along the red path.
All right. So, 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nothing happens to him.
Okay, I call back to the others. Follow along the red path, but do not move past me.
I do my best to follow the exact path he took.
Yeah, you guys are able to follow it pretty easily. Again, with you guys being here at dawn, and it's only been a couple of hours since you guys got here, it's not that hard. Like, there's still a lot of light in here, and this room is very well kept. So it's just colors everywhere. You're able to see in here, no problem. In particular, hey, there's that shiny rock.
my good friend, the shiny rock. Is that... I'm having a hard time seeing the grid here. Is that close enough for me to pick up and toss again, or...?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. Let's try a slightly better dexterity check this time around. It's not like dexterity is my thing or anything.
Yeah. All right. So you throw it there. I'll give you that one. This is a little bit better. And, you still just kind of see the same thing. That's all you see is just still the same thing. Just more shinies. They're not there. There. You, still just kind of see the same thing. It does get like, and you're further, a little bit further down, but not by much. So.
Mm-hmm. I look back to the bar. I think he gave me a bum rock.
Sorry. Give me a different rock.
And so we'll make another check and head a little further down.
All right.
Got the perception.
All right. Oh, that's not that great.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a 15 with advantage that he rolled.
It's the I'm gonna kill you song.
So, all right. You notice. Hold on. Can I click there? No, I cannot click there. How far are you planning on moving with this one?
I'm just going to go another 15 feet.
All right.
I don't want to be too far out of the range of my party members, but I also don't want to just go charging down the hallway.
All right. So you notice there's a pretty obvious trap right there.
Okay. So
it looks like it is a pit trap. That you could kind of tell the that it's pretty rudimentary made, though. So it is pretty, and it's not easy to seal, but it's definitely sealable to where you could just keep walking over the red path.
Okay, so I will make an attempt to disable it.
All right. Thievery check. Since you have your thievesy tools, that's with advantage.
Thievesy tools. Go, go, thievesy tools. My treasure hunter tools.
Oh, yeah. So you were able to jab a python in there and you're able to keep that. You're able to realize that you've dealt with enough of these to say that that trap is sealed.
Okay. Obviously, before I tell them that it's okay to move over that, I will, you know, head over that one myself. Give it the final treasure hunter seal of approval.
Yeah, you're able to step on it, and it does not give way.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and remove that from the map. So it is.
I will, you know, let the others know. You know, watch your step on that. Don't jump or anything crazy like that.
So tap dance all over it. Okay.
Make sure you summon an elephant first.
Sweet. I might be able to. Wait. Well, I guess I could summon a giant.
I'll save it to an elephant. You've seen her do it before, dance on a ball, and a ball. It was quite funny.
Good times. Good times.
All right. So you are there. You rolled a 15. Okay. Yep. You are there.
Cool.
All right. What next? Oh, brave adventurer.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're going to continue making our way slowly along, checking for doom and gloom around every corner.
Yes.
So.
Hey, CJ?
Yes.
Can I do a check to see if there's anything magical in the area?
Absolutely. At any time, you could say, I want to make an Arcana check.
Arcana check.
Arcana check!
Check them Arcanas. Other than the fact that this place is rife with negative energy, you sense no immediate magical booby traps in this area.
Okay.
It's just, man, this place is real bad vibes. And they seem to be real bad magical vibes, but hey.
So it's bad juju every which way. It doesn't matter which way it's cut.
Yeah, there's kind of a demilic in this place, so it kind of radiates bad juju.
Yeah.
Completely understandable. All right, we will check out the next bit of immediate area as we start heading down.
All right. Perceptionis.
That's some good perception.
That is. That's some really good perception. How long are you going to have our blah, 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 blah. Movement.
Blah, 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 movements.
Another 15 feet along the red brick road.
Another 15 feet. Boom. And where's my layer button? There's my layer button. Boom.
Okay, so there are traps in those locations.
Also, you notice that there is a crack in the wall right next to where you started moving from.
A crack in the wall?
Yes.
Right here?
Yes.
Can I have a closer look at that?
Yeah. Yeah, with that one, yeah, it looks like it is a where a fake wall would be. You rolled almost a 30 on perception. I'm going to give you some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it looks like it could just easily be moved with your hands, like they kind of dusted over it, like put up a bunch of dirt over a door.
Did a bit of shading work and...
Yep.
Okay, well, obviously, I'm not just going to flat out stick my hands in there. I'm going to check to make sure the fake wall isn't bugged.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, with your perception, with that, like I said, with that perception and the fact that you are a treasure hunter, yeah, there's no... you can't sense anything that's going to spring out at you if you dust it off, if you cleared off the dirt of this.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take care of that.
Really more like drywall, so it's pretty easy just to kind of put your hand into it and move it around a bit. But yeah, it's very obviously different than the rest of them, and it does not seem like something is going to jump out at you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll move it out of the way then, see what it unveils.
There's a door. It moves inward. It's a pushy door. Okay.
All right.
Now, you could see that door, so you're going to have to give me another perception check if you're going to look at it.
Absolutely, I was going to say. I don't touch doors without checking them thoroughly.
Yes. Yeah, jeez. Yeah, especially considering this is a pushy door, so you know that there would be traps very easily, pretty easily visible, especially for a trained eye. Yeah, basically, if you tried to break the door, you have a feeling something would happen, but you have a feeling that you could pick the lock on the door pretty easily.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll try that.
Click.
Jesus.
you kind of slide, you slide your thief tool in there and just wiggle it a couple times. You click. And door kind of just swings inward. And
first time, every time.
I'm really sad I can't find my easy button.
Yeah, and when you walk into that, it's, or what you could see, sorry, is just a very, it's a very small hallway, and there's another door on the other side.
All right, then. Well, we've got a couple options here. We can keep heading down the red road here. There are a few traps ahead, or we can
see that.
Check out this option that they were trying to hide from us.
Well, we can always turn back if that door turns out to be something we don't want to touch, right?
This is true.
I say let's go the secret route.
All right. We'll give this hallway a quick investigation, a perception.
All right.
And make sure it's safe to proceed down towards the door.
All right. Jesus. Yeah, he can only throw a rock like 10 feet.
Hey, man. Treasure hunter. Not rock.
Hey, here's an idea. How about, can you enchant any inanimate objects with light?
Basically, yeah. Even a held thing.
What about a arrow? How about if I shoot an arrow through there?
Yeah, she can enchant an arrow.
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and try that?
Just be careful what you hit, but sure, I'll enchant an arrow for him.
Okay.
You now have a glowy arrow.
All right, and I just shoot
You have a light arrow?
Yes, a light arrow.
Da, 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 da.
Don't spoil it, Raul. They haven't got that far yet.
And I'm going to shoot it right down the hallway.
All right. Please crit, please crit, please crit. Please.
Don't hit the door.
Please, please.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why I said be careful where you shoot it.
He's also not specifying which hallway he's shooting down.
No. I'm shooting down the secret hallway. Please, okay, please. So I just click on longbow.
Yep. Please, crit. All right. Well, considering with the arrow of light, you could see it lights up 20 feet, and this is barely a 10-foot hallway. It is bright AF in here, and especially near that door.
And otherwise, safe to traverse down?
Yeah. When you take a look, now that it is super bright in there, there is nothing in this hallway.
Okay. At all. I will proceed to the door and check the door.
All right.
And apologize to the rest of the party in the process, because so far, this has been the pick show.
We're doing okay. I'm fine with that.
Last time somebody tried to take the reins, he ended up with a rock in his face. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good so far. Other than the door being locked, it's pretty much just kind of there.
Okay. So we'll make an attempt to unlock the door. As the mysterious blue circle appears on the map.
Click. This one does not automatically swing open.
But there's nothing insinuating that if when I move the door, it's going to, you know, bite my hand off or shoot.
No, the door does not appear to bite your hand off, which I love is the fact that you actually had to ask that question.
Hey, man, I've covered mimics before.
Fair enough.
All right, so we'll, I'll motion for everyone to stay back a little bit. I mean, obviously, 10-foot hallway, it's not going to be too crowded in there, yeah. But, and I will, is it swing in or swing outdoor?
Swing in.
Okay, I will, you know, give it the nudge to move it in.
Right, it opens pretty easily. Inside of here is a significantly less detailed room. There is a statue in the north center of the room that has a very, very super shiny blue gemstone necklace around it.
Careful.
And you do see that there is, the collar is like really, really like super, super shiny.
Shiny.
It's a trap.
Obviously.
But
that doesn't mean I can't appreciate it.
You do see a door to the, you do see a door to the south, and you see two doors to the south in the southeast corner.
Okay, so am I clear to move into the room?
Are you?
Well, I mean, I can take a 5-foot step into the room and see what happens.
There you go for it. Boing.
Well, I suppose technically that would be it.
Nothing seems to happen.
Okay. Can we go ahead and start moving up into the hallway and into the room?
I give them the all clear to make their way through the hallway. But obviously, I mean, I'm occupying the space the door lets out into at the moment.
Yeah.
I'll ease another square into the room just so somebody can get in behind me, preferably one of the people capable of
healing
me alive.
As you take a step into that, the gargoyle statue lashes out at you with a big fist upside your head.
Oh, lovely.
And does a 23 hit your AC?
Yes. Yes, it does.
6 damage. Slashing damage.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And now we are going to roll initiative.
Tori, Whee! I think you need to get in there too. So, because I'm bringing up the rear.
Yay.
Initiative. What fun.
Is my initiative right on my character sheet?
I might be there. Yeah, they moved into the place where the dynamic lighting is like, hey, we can no longer move that there.
Yeah, I literally can see nothing.
Yeah, no. So now, get fit. Get.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right, Carrie, unless you have something like a feat that specifically increases your initiative.
Okay, cool.
How the hell did you roll that?
It's called a 2.
Oh my god. Why are you bad at everything but doing that?
It's what I spec'd for.
Raul, remember you also have to hold your character.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I got you in the order.
Okay.
I can't find my initiative. There it is. Oh, this is gonna be bad. Did that come through or no?
Yeah, it did. You cut okay. It. Well, I mean, you guys still rolled better than the beastie. I'm just tell you that. boy. Yeah. Apparently, I don't roll as well with beasties as I do with my my main bad guys.
See, it's saying 0 for me.
I just picked it.
Okay.
Just remember that you have to have your character selected when you hit the initiative button.
Sorry.
All right. Dishamel Cheese, you're up.
Okay.
You cannot get a shot at the gargoyle, by the way.
Yeah, I'm in pitch black. Can I walk into the room?
Yeah, at this point, you can. Now that you heard a flump and probably an ow! Yeah, you now know something is happening up there. You could pretty easily kind of cat-like reflexes your way past your teammate.
Okay, so I'm here, and I have a range of, I believe, 30, right?
30, yeah.
So 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm going to put myself right there.
Oh, you moved a person with you.
Oh.
No, I was moving at the same time as him to give him room.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Pick would probably be over here, wouldn't he?
Nope, he moved into the room right where he said he was.
Well, yeah, but he moved another foot, another 5 feet, to let someone else get in there with him.
And that's what caused... No, moving... I was here. And then moving here is what caused the gargoyle to attack me.
Okay. Yes.
You are able to get by him without the gargoyle noticing you. I will give you that.
Okay.
Mainly because he is, I'm just going to say, he is really hung up on Pick. Not at all that I rolled really poorly on initiative with him.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my longbow.
All right.
And I'm going to shoot him.
All right, you shoot him. Give me some shooting.
18?
18 hits. 7 damage.
And I believe I attacked twice?
Yes.
Can I see the book, please?
Hit! More 7 damage!
14 right. damage. And then that's it. That ends my turn, right?
Yeah, you could have... Just as a heads up, remember to look at your spells, namely Hunter's Mark is a bonus action. However, now that you've already moved, it is completely and utterly useless.
Okay.
Whee!
Well, he wouldn't have been able to mark it before...
That's true. Yeah, you could.
Anyways, he wouldn't see it.
All right. Zargus!
Alrighty. Let's bring this little guy down to size. I'm going to try and polymorph it.
Oh.
Can you turn it into a sheep and we... make some lamb chops with it?
Sure.
Yeesh. All right.
Whoa, that's not what I wanted to do at all.
No, that's what it does. I mean, it just gives the thing, but that's good for me because I can actually, read it. Wisdom saving throw. Okay, that's what I needed to see. On my gargoyle and hit the wisdom saving throw.
Okay, now how do I roll?
Save. Basically at this point, he is now whatever you want him to be.
Okay, yeah, he's a sheep.
He desperately failed that wisdom.
He failed that harder than I fail at throwing rocks.
Basically, you're not wrong. All right, so he is a sheep. You couldn't pick something that's actually in the compendium.
I can't hear you at all.
You couldn't have picked something that was in the compendium. You had to give me something that was, not.
Sorry, is a goat in the compendium? Because they're about the same size as a sheep.
Might be. Slightly more dangerous. This one has horns.
We'll just take similar stats, but... Nix that's attack a little bit.
Hold on, let me... Sheep! Fifth edition.
The sheep, fifth edition of a sheep.
There we go. Okay. Alright. So it is a sheep. And now I see that it's stats. Alright, it's a sheep. Bah. It's a very angry sheep.
Cute.
However, magically speaking, the necklace is still around it. Because it is obviously a magicificated necklace.
I wonder if Pick can steal the necklace from it now that it's a sheep.
It will bite the hell out of his hand. All right, Torion, you're up. Unless you have any bonus actions that you want to do, Zarya. Zarya.
Let's see. I don't think I have any.
Yeah, Bardic Inspiration, I think, is your main one.
Oh, yeah. Let's. Can I do that as a bonus action?
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
Bards then, would be yeah. Let's,
if it was not.
Since
I could either use my best ability or do something else.
Yeah. Well, I told you I'm new to bards. Yeah, let's Bardic Inspiration, Toriana, since she's next.
All right, Toriana, you feel pretty, oh so pretty, and now you have a D
10.
10 to your next roll.
Well, if that's very, the
since you can't see into the room, you just hear you see her sing a song towards something in there, and now you hear very angry bleeding.
Okay, I need to get in the room because I know that Den has made some very poor life choices, and he's probably hurting.
Blah! Blah! Blah!
Blah! Blah! I might say the outlook looks pretty bleat.
Blah!
Is he turned into, like, seriously, is he turned into a goat right now?
The gargoyle is turned into a sheep, so you just come in the room and see a very angry sheep wearing a very pretty necklace.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm going to come right into the room.
It gives but you like a dirty... Wait, are you just kind of entering? Hey, I got to do something! Let me do it. Please let me do it.
I'm going to very slowly creep around the corner past pick so I can get closer.
You are going to go through two characters at that point. It is going to take an attack of opportunity on you. It's all right. It's a sheep. It's not a big deal.
Crit.
Yeah,
the
right.
Sheep's trying to hug you.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's so pretty. Can I play with him? Can I please?
You see the sheep and just kind of jump into its arm. You jump towards it.
He's so pretty.
So what is the sheep going to do to me?
It bites at your hand as you try to pet it.
Can I thwack it on the nose?
Not yet. 18 hit your AC.
Good question. I have to get back to that sheet. Core.
Gotta get back to that sheep.
Yes.
All right. You take. It doesn't get through your armor.
So it just kind of goes.
It successfully bites you, but gets hung up on your arm.
Can I just poke his nose and be like, bad sheepy?
Yes, you can poke
his nose. Not nice. We don't bite our friends.
Are you going to
whack? Is that an attack of opportunity?
Yes, that was an attack of opportunity against the sheep. The sheep took an attack of opportunity.
But then she took one against it because it's stuck on her now.
She has to actually attack it.
I'm not attacking the sheep. I came here to heal the idiot that keeps getting hit.
So you're just going to ignore the sheep on your arm?
It like shakes the crap out of your arm.
Well, pick, would you deal with this? Because I'm going to heal Mr. McShooty Face here, who keeps getting his ass kicked.
Oh, I got to find Toriana again. One second. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep. Where'd Toriana go?
Right here. Right here.
All right, you can't move into people's squares. Stop it! I will take away your ability to move your own character.
I'm in my square. They never said he. There was a square there.
Yeah, and you got bit when you entered that square.
I didn't go in front.
I'm not joking. Your damage on the bite attack from a sheep is 1d4 minus 1, and I rolled a 1 on a d4.
That's beautiful.
I rolled a 19 to hit and a 1 for damage.
Give me a sec. I'm trying to figure out which one is better. I'm going to go ahead and actually cast a Cure Wounds onto Denshar.
Don't forget you have a plus 1d10.
I'm going to use that towards his what he regains.
So when you do your when you do your roll for your cure wounds, add a 1d10 to it.
Okay.
Or just
trying to get it cast. Here we go. I forget how to freaking cast with the stupid things.
Well, that's 1d8 plus your charisma or your wisdom score plus 1d10.
Slash.
Roll.
1d8. 1d8.
Plus, I think your wisdom is 4. Your wismod is 4. Plus 1d10.
Yes, wisdom mod is 4. plus, right?
Yep. Plus 1d10.
1d10. Okay. Unrecognized!
Did you do the right slash, and did you spell roll correctly? And there is a space between roll and the numbers.
That's why.
Technology.
Four right? Plus 1d10.
It is not a regain 17 hit points, Raul.
That's some healing right there.
That's a nice roll.
That's some good healing.
It is not impressed by your healing. In fact, it was angrier at your healing.
In fact, I happen to look down at my arm and go, "You're the idiot that got stuck in my arm."
Do you Poke. Speak sheep?
No, but he's clearly upset that he's stuck there, and I don't know how to get him off without hurting him.
Well, let me get my sheep remover ready.
Yep, because it is Pick's turn.
Is it the shovel? Are you going to smack him with the shovel?
I don't have proficiency with improvised weapons.
That's my name is not... throw the rock.
My name is not Shovel Knight either, okay?
That game's so good.
I will, however, attack the sheep with my rapier. As there is an ally adjacent, do I have advantage?
No, you have to be opposite of them for flankifying. Unless you have something that stay, unless you have the flanker feet, I think it is.
Are you gonna flank his feet?
Meh! Are you gonna flank the sheep?
I'll just attack it straight out. I don't really okay. in this thing. Although.
Flank the rabbit.
Right. Flank the rabbit. Like, immediately turn it into something else until it is attacked. Or it also gives it the hit points of what it's attacked, so you know.
Alright, well.
I like how we've turned the Tomb of Horrors into now a petting zoo.
The little petting zoo of horrors?
The little petting zoo of horrors! Raul, that has to be the title of this show.
Little zoo. Little
would that
zoo
be,
of horrors, little zoo.
Would that be flanking, or is there even enough room here to flank?
No, there's not enough. Well, yeah, it's a small thing, so you probably could get around it to flank.
Can't Toriana just move her arm so you're in flanking
position?
Can I just
be like, here, play with it?
Fine, you're flanking it.
Flanking. I mean, this is a difficult situation to work with space-wise.
It kind of kicks back at you. Ineffectively, but it kicks back at you. Alright.
We don't bite our friends!
You hit it, and you kill it.
Woohoo!
Hey!
Yep.
Oh, but now it's dead.
You now have a dead
now
sheep.
Now we have food.
Can we take the necklace?
It turns back into the gargoyle and just kind of falls to the ground dead.
We might want to inspect that necklace before we try to pick it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to use my investigation or perception.
If you are looking for traps or anything like that, it would be perception. If you're looking for magical traps, it'll be arcana. If you're looking for nature-based traps, it would be nature.
No, not arcana. I'm going to use perception.
I'm going to arcana it.
Okay. Hey, that thing is magical as fuck. Also, it doesn't appear to be trapped. But it is magical AF.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, it was a gargoyle, so animated stone.
Yeah. I'm not giving you guys any leeway at all in this place, by the way. If you want to do an action, you have to say that you're doing the action.
Okay, yeah, since I know that there's no traps, I'll go ahead and pick up the necklace.
All right. Something slides out of it with a bunch of arcane symbols on it. But you now have a magical amulet.
Am I able to identify any of the things that are
not
on
your... You would have to. You don't understand the arcanic language that it's being recorded. That it's recorded in.
Okay.
Is it written in Draconic or Elven?
No.
Celestial?
No.
Why isn't Decipher Script a skill?
It is. Technically, it's called Comprehend Languages in this one.
Okay. I go ahead and put the necklace in my traveling bag. And all right, guys, let's...
When you're holding it, you feel slightly more... hold on. You got to remember what item this is. One second. Yeah, when you grab it, you feel like it would be really hard to hurt you with it. But seeing as you're already wearing an amulet, you cannot wear both.
Clearly, he just needs to sprout a second head.
It's yeah. shiny.
Can I swap out the amulet? Because the amulet I have just gives me plus one, right?
Yeah, it gives you plus one defense and also plus one to all saving throws.
And what does the new amulet give me?
It makes you feel strong, or it makes you feel durable. It does not make you feel strong. It makes you feel durable.
Okay, I'll keep the current amulet on me, and I'll just store the other amulet for later.
But right. What if one of the other ladies would like?
What if the other party members want a pretty necklace?
Finders keepers.
Jesus Christ.
I suddenly don't like him very much.
Well, I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
You do realize that I just gave you 17 hit points. Would you like to not have those 17 hit points again, sir?
You don't know how much I am on board.
All right. I'm just going to go ahead and... why can't I... Okay, no. I'm going to go ahead and move over here.
Such a butt.
And I'm going to roll... Hey, Pick, let's go ahead and see what's this way.
Yeah, sure thing. We're going to give this room a quick once-over, leave squabbling over treasure for later.
Yeah, we'll split it equally later. Right now, we'll just tuck it in my bag.
All right. Perception, I'm guessing it's new perception.
Yes.
This room is it's pretty unornate room. Like I said, there is a door to the flat south of where you are, and you know there's a door next to where Desh was to his east.
Okay. Oop, there we go. So there's a door. Damn these squares.
There is a door here, and a door here. Here.
I'm not seeing anything.
Door here. Door here.
Stop. If you are trying to me.
Door there. <If you're... laughs> Door there.
The little pings aren't showing up, so.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
You can see them on my screen.
Door there. Door there. Door there.
Okay.
Well, let's go ahead and keep moving south.
Let's investigate the doors and make sure neither of them are going to kill us before we decide on any course of action.
Okay, I'll check the south door.
All right, perception it.
Perceptioned.
It's a door. Neither one of you rolled well, so it's a door. It probably is locked like the other ones, but you can't quite get a read on it. It does not appear to have any traps.
I'm going to go ahead and take a look at whichever one we decide to go through before we do anything. So, because I'm not trusting the boys too much right now. I got hit in the head with rocks and bit by a goat.
There's a sheep.
Sheep, goat.
Leave the sheep goyle out of this.
Better than getting smacked by a gargoyle.
Eh, sucks for him.
All right, give me an arcana or a perception check.
First I'm going to do perception, and then I am going to check to see if there's any magical. Did we decide which door we're going to go through, guys?
No, because we're investigating them first.
They said the southern one.
Okay, the Southard one.
Not the
Perception.
South. All right. It's a door. It is probably locked, but...
Is it a magical door?
I don't know. Is it a magical door?
You haven't dropped Arcana yet.
it's a door.
Bad juju in this place. Must be messing with your instincts of nature and stuff. Gotcha. All right. What are we doing?
I want to poke the door. Is it a pull door or a push door?
It is a push door.
I'm going to poke it. I'm not going to necessarily push on it, but I'm going to poke it.
You poke it and you almost jam your finger because it's locked.
This door is not opening. Fifi! Fifi!
We do have someone who can pick locks.
Picky the pokey. Pokey the picky.
I will go unlock the door.
Yay! It hurt my finger.
Treasure hunter tools, do 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 do. Treasure hunter tools.
You unlock the fuck out of that door.
That door is really unlocked. It never stood a chance.
Yeah, it just kind of swings open, and you're left in a room. You're left looking into a room that is just kind of nothing. Like there's nothing in that room.
That's depressing.
This is suspicious.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. There's not a lot showing in the next area, so I'm gonna just spread you guys out in this map so I could tell where you guys are at.
Yeah, I also seem to have lost the ability to move my character, so there is that.
Shouldn't. You're still in control of him.
I am attempting to drag, and it is not dragging.
I wonder if roll 20 is it responding for you?
Yeah, because I was pwinging and you weren't seeing my pwings.
Well, I mean, it's letting me roll and everything, so.
Oh, chat is a different frame than this, so.
Try refreshing.
While he's refreshing, we are going to go ahead and actually take a quick break on this and go ahead and end this episode.
Well, I mean, we took down the raid boss, so.
Yeah, clearly. Hey, this is a quick episode that nobody died in.
hey, look, we live!
Not for lack of trying on the cat's part, that's for sure.
All right, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. We're going to continue on with the Tomb of Horrors in next week's episode. So, for myself, Raul, Rachel, Carrie, and Josh, we will see you right back here next week on The Mana Pool.
Laters.
Bye!
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.